protesting and fighting back, and over hundreds of trade unionists joined sacked P&O workers on the 18th of March outside the Dover MT union offices and chanted "Seize the ships." A march to the docks followed, with passing motorists and lorry drivers tooting in support, in recognition of the vital nature of this battle to Dover and other communities that rely on the employment of the ferry services run by P&O and others. Workers on board P&O ships for over 20 years have been dumped with a worrying future in front of them. Rosie, a former P&O worker and RMT rep, explained this has been a long time coming. P&O is a bad employer taking people on for the summer on zero-hour contracts, then, as soon as things quieten down, dump them for the winter. It's temporary work on low wages. The company left a black hole in the pension fund which they are now making seafarers pay for with their jobs. Darren Proctor, RMT National Secretary, speaking at the rally, outlined what's at stake. If they can do this at P&O, they can do it to anyone. No one is safe. This isn't just an RMT fight, this is a fight for every worker. These ships should be detained, they're our ships. The CEOs come and go, but it's our workforce that keeps ships running. We have to fight. We are going to win. Our message is loud and clear: seize the ships. P&O's brutal action has huge ramifications. As Mick Lynch, RMT General Secretary, explained, the government has seized the assets of the Russian oligarchs. Why not take the same action against the oligarchs at P&O and parent company DP World? The Socialist Party made a clear call for nationalization of P&O as the only way to secure jobs and ferry services on a permanent basis. This has to be linked to a mass mobilization of the wider trade unions, a call made by Matt Rack, General Secretary of the FBU, speaking at the rally in Dover, if the Johnson Tory government is going to be forced to act. Labour leader Starmer's timid response to this vicious attack shows more than ever that workers need a party of their own to mobilize mass support effectively and offer a real alternative to capitalist crisis, job insecurity and the soaring cost of living. Nick Chaffee, Southern Socialist Party. On the 21st of March, I joined my friends and comrades in the RMT on a journey to London to protest our outrage at the appalling treatment of these workers by P&O and its owner, DP World. The facts behind this outrage are beginning to surface, and the politicians from all sides are having to weigh in. Previous track records on maritime issues illustrate how empty the rhetoric proves. The maritime sector has been relentlessly ground down, with many protections removed, and offshore registration favored. From the 80s seafarers strike to the present day, we have seen and over the hit to the economy. Where once there were thousands of ferry workers and associated jobs, we are now experiencing a further cull by a powerful Middle Eastern multinational with a massive portfolio. A strategy it proudly announced to shareholders, driving down the wages and terms and conditions as low as they can. This probably looks great on a spreadsheet, but here in Dover we see the real impact on families and their children facing a terrifying and uncertain future. Paul and Kath met on board a ship, fell in love and married. A couple of years on, they decided, both being in secure employment, to buy a house and start a family. Two kids on and with a mortgage to pay, they are now scared. Sally is a single mum. As the only breadwinner, she pays for everything from her salary on the ship. Dave did reasonably at school, then went on to an apprenticeship with P&O. Where lies his future? The whole of the area is devastated by this news, but for the bigwigs and politicos in Westminster, it's just another day in the office. In Liverpool, Hull, Northern Ireland, and here in Dover, we are not going away. Mike Sargent, RMT Dover,